Hello, welcome to another episode of The High Ground, powered by Premier Companies. Ryan, how are you today?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
I'm doing great. Every time we ask each other, it's always we're doing great or all right. Yeah. One of these days,
we're going to tell the truth. It's going to be a terrible day when we do one of these, and then you're going to have to hear about it.
Well, in the podcast room today, we have another employee spotlight, and Emily Neely is joining us in the podcast room today. So, Emily, good morning.
Good morning, Sal.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Of course. Yeah.
Right. She cheated. She already knew.
Emily, we give you a lot of prep time for today's podcast, didn't we?
A little bit.
About an hour?
Maybe.
We had a cancellation in our defense.
Yes, we had a cancellation, and Emily happened to be in her office working hard and getting ready to go back out to the field. And I came by her office. I was like, Emily, what are you doing this morning? And then she kind of gave me a look like, why?
What? Right, exactly. Yeah. I am covered up.
So, Emily, first we got to start with a question of the day.
Okay.
On our podcast. And the question of the day is, tell us a song that is the worst earworm. One of those, when you get it in your head and you can't get it back out. So tell us a song that once you get it in your head, you just can't get it back out again. Hmm. Worst earworm that you've got.
I don't know. That's a tough one.
We may have to come back to you then.
Maybe. What's yours, Sal?
Oh, that's a good.
Wow.
mine would have to be, those of our listeners know I've got a 12-year-old little girl. Of course, she doesn't listen to this song anymore, but when she was probably 5 years old or somewhere in there, there was a song called Baby Shark. And that was the most irritating song to get out of my head. And then the monkeys jumping on the bed. We would go through the song, the monkeys jumping on the bed. And we got a video of us getting so tickled because we couldn't hardly get through the song. Anyway, no more monkeys jumping on the bed. Ryan?
Yes.
What's yours?
Well, I am a music person, but this song, if I don't give this song, I think my wife would probably come through the screen. But so any time of the year, any of the 12 months of the year, occasionally Jingle Bells just pops into my head. I don't know why.
Really?
I have no idea why, but occasionally, I mean, I could sing it tonight. And Carla's like, no. And this has gone on for years. So, yeah, Jingle Bells would be the one that, and I like to share it with others. So I don't just keep it in my own head. I'll go ahead and just hum a few verses of it. That way, you know, everybody else gets to share it as
Christmas
well.
In May.
Yeah, why not? Why okay. not? So, Emily, you've put it off as long as possible. Do you have one?
Well, sometimes my brother will just randomly play a Christmas song on the piano. And that gets stuck in my head sometimes.
See? Really?
all times of the year, like you said.
Doesn't look so funny now, does it, Sal?
It still is a bit, yeah. I'll be whistling Christmas songs the rest of the day.
Yeah, you can thank us.
Well, Emily, tell us about what you do at Premier Ag.
So I started almost a year ago, coming up on 1 year with Premier.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I started in the tracks department working with the variable rate fertilizer, tissue samples, anything that we do within tracks. And then I transitioned to an account manager role and have been working with several customers in Jackson County area, Washington County, Harrison County, working with customers, selling seed and chemicals and just anything I can do to help growers.
Good. And recently, I guess a personal note, you got engaged. Not very long ago. Mm-hmm. So tell us about your fiance and how you two met.
We met at Purdue. He is working as an engineer just south of Columbus. And we just bought a house up in the area. So we'll be moving up here for the next several years, I guess.
What's his name?
Corey.
Yeah, I need that. Just make sure our listeners. You got any funny stories about Corey?
About him.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I probably shouldn't embarrass him on a podcast.
he won't watch it.
He might.
You just reseeded your new lawn of the new property you bought. So that was a fun day for you all. Went through 20 bales of straw or something.
30.
30 bales of straw.
That was a lot of straw.
That's a job right there. Mm-hmm. So, interesting hobbies or pastimes that you have?
I used to show livestock and horses and 4-H and cattle. I've kind of gotten out of that now, being out of 4-H and everything, but I still like to ride and trail ride and stuff like that. So nice. Okay. Do that when I can. We also enjoy going boating and camping on the lake and being out in the water.
Very good.
I'm following Emily. She was getting ready to sell some of her 4-H livestock handling stuff, and I came down to get it, and her dad, he had to load this on his tractor and loader. It was rainy and wet and cold. Mm-hmm. And of course the forks were on a tractor that didn't have a cab on it, but he didn't complain, did he?
Nope. He doesn't complain too often.
Probably not. Go ahead.
So what kind of books or movies do you like?
Oh gosh. I don't really read a whole lot of books. We watch some movies as a family, but not very often.
You're always out working and
I guess we like things to be outside.
Yep. Outside people.
That sounds so that goes along with your horses and your boating and all that. So we'll just say that there's none of that other nonsense. No inside nonsense. So what do you like most about working at Premier?
I really like the flexibility and the freedom to kind of make the job your own and work with customers that you really see that you can help and kind of create your own schedule and help farmers out the best you can. And
yeah, that's one thing. We don't tell you basically how to do it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of up to you to develop your schedule of your office and how much you'll be out in the field and make your own appointments with the growers. But you've taken on quite a bit of responsibility this year. Tell us about what you started and when you kind of volunteered to handle all the interns at Premier Ag.
So I was talking to Sal one day and we were talking about getting some interns hired for the summer, and I kind of offered to help with that. And so we've got 6 interns that just started here on Monday, and we've been working on some training with them and getting them prepared to do field scouting and tissue sampling. And I guess I'll be kind of coordinating that with the help of Sal.
Yep. So you put together an intern preparation or field kit, I guess you would call it. And so tell us about the kits that you put together for them.
Well, with the help of Katie, who is our marketing director, we kind of put together a backpack of t-shirts and anything they would need out scouting in the fields and information, training from our agronomist, Glenn Longball, and kind of preparing them for a summer with Premier.
She's really underselling this. They got each one of them has their scouting toolkit, I guess you'd say. They bought them muck-like boots, not muck boots, but muck-like mm-hmm. boots, and got them some wet weather gear for when they're out scouting in the beans and corn when the dew's out really heavy, so they're not coming back saturated. Then they've all got their iPads and basically their water bottles and all their field kits to go out and spend the day out in the field and look for critters or weeds or stand counts or anything else, right?
Mm-hmm.
You said that I think you shared with the staff that there was the best equipped group of interns we've had. So I guess kudos to you for putting that together.
Well, I'm thankful for Katie's help also.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we had Emily was involved last year when we do kind of a debrief of the interns and what would have been, what do you wish you had? And kind of a list of things that, if they would have known they needed those, it would have been handier. So everything from tape measures to measure out the stand counts to seed depth gauges. So they've got quite a bit in those backpacks. I told them not to leave them at home. Take them with them.
Yeah. I scouted through college, and I think we got a couple of handheld microscopes and, microscope glasses, eyeglasses or whatever. And, tape measure. I think that's all we had. So that's been 30 years ago.
It's a lot different now. Yeah. Emily's got it set up now where they've got a field boundary. She can drop a point on the map, and then that takes the intern right through the drive, routes them to the field. And then with the field analytics software, I think it's called, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And so Emily showed me what a report looks like, the new reports that she's got them set up where they do. And it shows the path that the intern walks through the field, shows them where they took pictures. You can see all this on the report. and then shows them the picture they took and then the topic and what it is and the weeds they saw, and really neat. And you can kind of tell, I mean, you can tell how far they walked and where they went to and what all they did in each one of those spots. So very neat reports. I'm glad you got those. You and Joe and Evan kind of worked together to get mm-hmm. that put together, didn't you?
Yeah, I think it'll be good for our account managers and growers to kind of get reports back on their fields throughout the season.
Good deal. And where'd you go to college at?
I went to Purdue.
And your major?
Agronomy.
Agronomy. Yep. All right.
Good. Good.
Ryan, you have anything else?
I don't. I think that covers about everything. I think it's always good to have folks in here to do the employee spotlight, because it's a big territory. You may not run across mm-hmm. some of your coworkers for quite some time. So thanks for sharing a few minutes with us. And that's all I have.
Well, do you have anybody else that's going to be starting at Premier Ag? Do you have any words of encouragement or how do you like working at Premier Ag? Kind of give a little commercial for working at Premier Ag.
Well, I've really enjoyed it so far. I think it's a great place to work, and it's been a really good learning experience and kind of getting my foot in the door in the industry. And all the employees have always been super helpful and, you know, willing to teach you anything that you need, ask questions. So it's been a great place to start my career.
Good.
Good.
This wouldn't have went over very well if she had another answer, Ryan.
Right. We can cut it. So it's not live.
All right. Well, thank you all for listening or watching. That's The High Ground, powered by Premier Companies. If you like it, please like and subscribe. And thank you all for listening.